Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Christy Campbell. I'm the director here at the Cole County Health Department. Thanks for coming out to hear this statement. We just wanted to let everyone know that this morning, St. Mary's Health Center in Jefferson City received a call from an individual claiming to have an ill person in their household with recent travel to West Africa and Ebola-like symptoms. St. Mary's Health Center notified the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, who notified the Cole County Health Department. As a result of this call, Cole County and Jefferson City activated their incident plan and pulled response partners together. Local law enforcement was given the available information and was able to determine that the claim was false. There is no person in Cole County that meets the description given by the caller. Local law enforcement will be in further contact with the person who made this false claim and will deal with them appropriately. We are all extremely relieved that this was a false claim. However, we realize that we need to be prepared in the event that we have a real incident involving any infectious disease like Ebola. This incident gave Cole County and Jefferson City an opportunity to exercise our incident plan and prepare for a response. All aspects of the response were discussed, from transporting an ill person, care of the person, contact tracing, and decontamination of the household and the transport vehicle. We will take what we learned today and continue to improve our plan and enhance our response. I would like to thank everyone who came together today during the incident, including representatives from the Cole County Commission, City and County Law Enforcement, County Fire Department, City Fire Department, Cole County Emergency Medical Services, the Cole County Emergency Management Director, Cole County Hazmat, the Cole County Health Department, St. Mary's Health Center, Capital Region Medical Center, Lincoln University, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri Highway Patrol. All of the involved agencies are committed to responding to incidents like these and mitigating the risk to Cole County residents and visitors. So I would entertain questions at this time.
How did you confirm it was a false report?
The local law enforcement took care of that. Traced the phone numbers, we were able to get an address, we were able to contact the building owners and find out who lived at that residence. It was not the name that was given during the call. They used their normal investigative processes.
Okay. Bottom line is no one should be concerned about Ebola in Cole County?
Not at this time.
And how are you involved with the search, or is it just law enforcement doing that right now, looking for the person that did this?
We're not involved in the contact of the person that made the false claim. I believe local law enforcement know who it is, and they've already been in contact with them.
Okay.
We just handled the health aspects.
Okay. What about the procedures? Are you satisfied with how all the procedures went and everybody did the right thing?
I think we all did the right thing. There's always ways that we can improve our communication, know who to notify when and how and sooner. So we're going to be working to enhance our plan and make sure that everyone is notified when they should and the plan of where we should meet. And we're going to enhance some of it, but it went very well today. The collaboration between all the agencies was excellent.
So this call was today?
Yes.
What time today?
I think it was around 9 o'clock this morning.
How long did it take to determine it was a false claim?
It was early afternoon, probably around 12:30.
Is there any information on why this individual called them a false claim? Do you know if they were acting on good faith, if they thought they might have Ebola symptoms?
No. I don't have any information about why they made the claim.
Will there be, like, any consequences for false claims?
That is really up to the law enforcement, but yes, there are actions that they can take against people who make a false claim.
Could you talk a little bit about what steps you took once you heard about this from a health perspective you said you put in place a plan?
Sure. We started contacting our other partners at the county, like emergency medical system. I called my emergency response planner and my infectious disease nurse, and we started talking, meeting with the other agencies in the county, like I said, in management, emergency management and law enforcement in the hospitals.
So I guess you didn't actually take any actions. You were just kind of meeting and waiting to see whether or not the claim was verified.
The first objective of our plan was to verify the validity of the complaint. So that's the actions we took. And, you know, the first thing we do is bring everybody together and start talking about, you know, what do we need to do first? So the first thing was to determine the validity of the complaint. We never got past that step because, of course, it was false. We did start discussing, you know, what would we do next? Where would we take them? Would, you know, what we would do?
So I'm going to assume this was the first call you had regarding a complaint of Ebola in the area?
Actually, no. We received a call late last week that was also false. But it didn't involve the type of response that we, it was today.
Was that like a mistake? Someone actually, it wasn't an intentional...
They were just ill, and they were concerned because of all the media attention and all the talk about Ebola on the news. Frankly, they were concerned because they were sick, but they didn't have any travel to West Africa. They didn't have any contact with anyone that had traveled, so they really didn't meet the case definition of someone that would be even a suspected case.
So the difference between that case and the one this morning at 9 o'clock, you think the one at 9, would you consider that a prank?
Yes, I would definitely consider that a prank or a hoax.
So are the sheriffs going to come out and say, like, different consequences that might come out of this if it was a prank?
This was actually in the city of Jefferson, so it would be up to the Jefferson City Police Department to do that.
Or the Cole County Prosecutor possibly, too?
I think the city prosecutor.
Aside from that call of someone who was concerned that they might have Ebola-like symptoms, have you been fielding in a lot of calls from people worried about this or raising concerns that they fear that they might be exposed or other paranoia?
I don't really know if we've been getting many calls. I don't think so. I think we've been fielding calls from the hospitals or doctor's offices. We've actually put a lot of education out there to the doctor's office and hospitals about the symptoms and what is considered a person that we would be concerned about, because that travel aspect is huge to meet the case definition. So we haven't been getting a lot of calls here at the health department.
Where was the call placed this morning?
To St. Mary's.
Can you go over again and reiterate what happened?
Sure, Daniel. This morning, the St. Mary's Health Center received a call from an individual claiming to have an ill person in their household with recent travel to West Africa and Ebola-like symptoms. So St. Mary's called the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, who called Cole County Health Department. And we activated our emergency response plan within Cole County and Jefferson City. So once law enforcement was given the information, they were able to track it down and determine that it was a false claim. And I previously said that local law enforcement will, you know, further contact that person and deal with them appropriately. And, you know, we're relieved that this was a false claim, but it was a good time for us to exercise our plan and determine, you know, where we could improve, what we could do better, what went well. And we discussed all aspects of a case like this, from transporting the person or sheltering in place to decontaminating the ambulance to contact tracing. You know, it was a good time for us to talk about this and be prepared if and when something like Ebola or another infectious disease does happen in Cole County.
And this just goes to show, even though it was false, it can happen anywhere.
Yep. Yes, it can happen anywhere. And with the mobile travel, how mobile people are these days and the way they travel, it could happen anywhere, and we want to be prepared.